Imagine a bustling breakfast restaurant as the perfect metaphor for any production system. Whether you're flipping pancakes, coding software, or manufacturing microchips, the same principles apply. In this breakfast factory, the 3-minute egg becomes the limiting step around which all other activities must synchronize. This concept translates universally. In recruiting, the campus interview is the limiting step. In software development, it's compiler construction. What's revolutionary is recognizing these universal patterns across industries. A college recruitment process follows the same flow as manufacturing microprocessors. Process, screening resumes, assembly, interviews, and test, evaluation. Even criminal rehabilitation follows this pattern. Intake assessment, rehabilitation program, and parole evaluation. The real challenge comes in navigating real-world complexities. Equipment breaks down, staff call in sick, inventory fluctuates. Success depends on understanding how these elements interconnect and developing systems to monitor and adjust them in real time. Think of production flows as streams. They're full of fish, and your job is knowing how to catch them. What exactly is a manager's output? It's not what you personally produce. It's the output of your organization plus the output of neighboring organizations under your influence. This perspective transforms how we think about effectiveness. Your activities fall into three categories: information gathering, information sharing, and decision making. The leverage of these activities, how much output they generate relative to the effort invested, determines your true productivity. Consider Robin at Intel, who spent 3 days creating a one-page decision-making guide for handling customer complaints. That single page influenced hundreds of customer service representatives, affecting thousands of customer interactions. That's high leverage, a small input generating massive output. Conversely, negative leverage occurs when you show up unprepared to meetings, wasting everyone's time, or when you allow a bad mood to spread depression throughout your team. The magnitude of influence works both ways. Delegation represents one of the highest leverage activities available, but only when done properly. True delegation means giving someone else the task, the responsibility, and sufficient freedom to determine how to accomplish it. You're not just getting something off your plate, you're creating an opportunity for someone else to grow while multiplying your effectiveness. Meetings aren't a distraction from work. They are the work of management. They're how we exchange information, make decisions, and solve problems. Process-oriented meetings create a regular cadence for predictable work. One-on-ones should occur based on the subordinate's task-relevant maturity. Newer employees may need weekly meetings, while experienced staff might meet less frequently. One-on-ones are primarily for the subordinate's benefit and should take place in their workspace. The agenda should focus on their concerns, with managers asking questions rather than lecturing. Staff meetings enable peer communication and reveal team dynamics. Effective ones combine structured agenda items with open discussion periods for both decision-making and problem-solving. As expertise becomes more specialized, traditional top-down decision-making becomes challenging. The decision-maker may lack the necessary expertise. Good decisions start with open discussion of all perspectives, followed by a clear decision that everyone commits to supporting. The peer group syndrome occurs when people withhold opinions until sensing the group's direction. To combat this, address 6 key questions. What decision is needed? By when? Who should be consulted? Who decides? Who needs to be informed? Who ensures completion? Remember, a timely good decision beats a perfect but late one. One of the most influential concepts is task-relevant maturity. TRM, the combination of achievement orientation, readiness to take responsibility, and education/experience relevant to a particular task. You must adapt your style based on the subordinate's TRM for the specific task at hand. For low TRM, a structured, directive approach works best, with clear instructions and frequent monitoring. For medium TRM, a more supportive style emphasizing two-way communication is appropriate. For high TRM, minimal involvement focused on objectives and resources allows for maximum autonomy. This explains why you might need different approaches with different team members or even with the same person on different tasks. A brilliant engineer might have high TRM for technical work but low TRM for budget management. Management styles are not like clothes that come in only one size. The effective manager must be able to use different styles for different situations and different people. When was the last time you adjusted your approach based on someone's task-relevant maturity? Performance reviews are essential for development, providing structured feedback and ensuring alignment between individual performance and company culture. While often anxiety-inducing, they're crucial for professional growth. Common pitfalls include giving vague feedback without examples, lacking actionable improvement steps, and surprising employees with unexpected criticism during formal reviews. Feedback should be continuous rather than limited to annual meetings. Effective reviews balance recognition with development opportunities. Start with specific achievements, address 2 to 3 key improvement areas, and establish clear, measurable objectives with defined timeframes. Conclude with a mutually agreed-upon action plan. When addressing performance issues, recognize that subordinates often experience stages similar to grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Focus the review on future growth rather than just past performance. Dedicate at least half the conversation to future goals and development plans, shifting from criticism to improvement. Training represents one of the highest leverage activities you can perform, with the potential to create exponential returns on time invested. By personally training your team, you multiply your impact while ensuring alignment with organizational priorities and building stronger relationships. When you teach, you reinforce your own understanding while demonstrating commitment to principles. This direct involvement allows you to share real-world examples, answer specific questions, identify knowledge gaps, build stronger relationships, and model expected behaviors. Start by listing all training needs, from basic tasks to broader organizational goals. Create a comprehensive matrix that includes technical skills, process knowledge, company culture, leadership skills, and industry awareness. Beginning with a simple course on a critical topic allows for refinement before expanding to more complex subjects. The training itself should include clear learning objectives, interactive elements, real-world examples, regular checks for understanding, and follow-up assignments. After teaching, anonymous critiques help improve future sessions. When you train people well, you don't just improve their performance, you improve their ability to improve their performance. This multiplicative effect makes training one of the most powerful tools for building organizational capability and maintaining competitive advantage. Managers function as micro CEOs, responsible for optimizing their organization's output, elevating their role from supervision to strategic leadership. Like CEOs, they must excel in resource allocation, strategic planning, and talent development. Today's environment demands controlled chaos management, maintaining structure while allowing flexibility to innovate. Think like fire departments, prepared for routine operations, yet ready to respond to emergencies. Successful managers are hybrids who blend analytical thinking with emotional intelligence and technical expertise with people skills. They translate technical requirements into business outcomes, build cross-functional teams, and balance short-term needs with long-term goals. Remember, your success is measured by your ability to enhance and amplify the work of others. Your output is the output of the organizational units under your supervision.